They're coming home at last. After an eight-day trip that turned into 9 months aboard the International Space Station, a pair of astronauts is finally set to depart for Earth, ending a prolonged mission that has indeed captured global attention.
All hooks open.
All hooks are open. And undocking confirmed. Freedom is free of its moorings. Sonny Williams and Butch Wilmore begin their belated trip home.
Operation confirmed.
Undocking occurring right on time at 12.05 a.m. Central Time, 1.05 a.m. Eastern Time.
They're on the way. Space expert and commentator Leo Enright joins us now with more on the saga of Butch and Sunny. What happened, Leo?
Well, it's pretty straightforward. The spaceship they went up in, they were on a test flight and it sprung a leak. In fact, several leaks. So the space agency decided that discretion was the better part of valor and said to the astronauts, look, we just don't think it's safe for you to come back in this damn thing. So why don't you stay and live on the space station? You're used to living there for the next 9 months while we organize a trip home. And as we heard just there, about 4 hours ago, they undocked from the space station. They're dozing, as I understand it, at the moment in their couches aboard the SpaceX Dragon capsule, and they'll splash down in the Gulf of Mexico about 10 o'clock Irish time tonight.
You know, they went away for 8 days, and it's one thing to be away maybe for 2 weeks or 3 weeks or even a month or two, but 9 months?
Yeah, it was long, but to be fair, these are professional civil servants. They are professional astronauts. And they were pretty much prepared for something like this. In fact, small anecdote, Sonny Williams, before she left, she must have had a sense that she was going to be there for a while because she had the paw prints of her puppies, her four puppies, tattooed on her left arm before she left Earth. So if you look at photographs of Sonny in orbit, you'll often spot those tattoos on her arm. Really, they look pretty cool.
Reminders of her canines at home. This became something of a political football along the way, though, didn't it, between President Trump and the outgoing president at the time, Joe Biden.
Yeah, this has become quite unpleasant for some time now. Mr. Trump put out a social media message, a long one, overnight, in which he says he spoke to NASA and they are coordinating our team, he said, of highly respected scientists, space engineers and various other geniuses to bring them back. He then goes on at length to accuse the Biden administration of abandoning the astronauts and then ends by saying Elon and I are sending up the SpaceX Dragon to bring them home. To be honest with you, I don't recognize any of that narrative.
All right. Well, Leo, thank you very much for joining us. That's Leo Enright there. And Butch Wilmore and Sunny Williams will, as Leo was telling us, be touching down in the Gulf of Mexico in some hours' time.